Adamar Aleph, Parat Chista, Kol Modem Gdol Anida Shemeshalif Nas. Everyone admits, who's everyone? Vein Shimna Teimani, Vein Reb Shimon Ben Menasya, they both admit that Boal Anida has to pay Knas. L'man Dama Yesh Ba'avaya, Hanam Yesh Ba'avaya. According to Shimna Teimani, Velosi Yali Isha teaches me, Isha Sheyesh Ba'avaya, only an Isha that is Tfisas Kiddushin with her can get Knas. Yesh Ba'avaya, is Tfisas Kiddushin for Nida. Aye, but Nida is one of the Chayvei Krisis. Nida is one of the Chayvei Krisis. How can Kiddushin be Tosin ben Nida? What's the answer? Anyone look into this at all? The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. I didn't give the Maramokam to you. I apologize. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph quotes a pasuk Usehini Dasa Olav that teaches me that there is a Havaya. Someone is Mekadesh in Nida. Kiddushin Atov Simba. Kiddushin Atov Simba. Chupas Nida is a question. Since it's not Uyalabiyah, so it could be that the chuppah is not going to be common. That used to be a major issue, to make sure that it wouldn't be a chuppah nida. Not because you can't be Mekadesher, but if it would be a chuppah nida, the problem would be that they couldn't live together, and then there would be an Isayichud, and it was very, very complicated, very, very trying situation. So nowadays, with different medicines, hormones, we're able to prevent the whole problem. But it used to be a major issue, not because of the Kiddushin. Kiddushin HaTovsin Benida. But the chuppah, and chuppah also might be tofes, but it's not clear. But whether it's tofes or not, the fact is they wouldn't be able to live together. So that would be a real serious issue. Anyway, so even Shimon HaTeimani, who holds that Velosi Elisha comes to be Mema'et Isha Shein Ba'avayim, and we assume that all Chayvei Krisis fall under that rubric, comes Rav Chista and says, but Nida is different, since Kiddushin HaTovsin Benida, she is in Isha Shein Ba'avayim, so therefore she is going to get Knas. According to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, the Velosi Elisha comes to be Mema'it Chayvei Lavin, even Chayvei Lavin, not only Chayvei Krisis, but even Chayvei Lavin, because she's Eina Ru'i Lekaima, she's an Isidiyah. So you'd assume Nida also, there's an Isidiyah. No, comes Rav Chisda and says, but she's Ru'i Lekaima because she'll be Mutaris in the future. So even Rav Shimon ben Menasya will admit that there can be Knas for Ba'alan. Okay, that's Rav Chisda's Chiddush. Everyone agrees that Boal Anid is Mishalim Knas. Lafuke mid Reb Nechunya ben Akonin. And he, Tana, comes to exclude Reb Nechunya ben Akonin. He argues against Reb Nechunya ben Akonin. Which Tana? Who exactly are we talking about in that Lafuke? It's a main Machlokas Rishon, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. We'll have to get to it. But before we get to what the word Lafuke means, let's find out what exactly Reb Nechunya ben Akonin says. Netanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who hosts Yom Kippur and Keshavis with Tashlum. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would make Yom Kippur like Shabbos. Some people turn Friday night into Shabbos. So he made Yom Kippur like Shabbos, vis-a-vis Tashlum, vis-a-vis the din of Kamli b'dir Abamina. Ma Shabbos mischayev ben Afshe upatim na Tashlum, Av Yom Kippur mischayev ben Afshe upatim na Tashlum. Just like we all know that if someone is chayev misa, and he's chayiv moment at the same time for the same maisa. So kamle bidir abamine tells me that we give him the greater punishment. That's what the words mean. Kamle bidir abamine. He's omeid bidover hachomer mimenu. He stands with the punishment that's more chomer than mine. What's the mine? Than the mamo. Right? He gets bidir abamine. He gets the misa and not the mamo. Kamle bidir abamine. He's only, he stands, or we are mamed him with the more chomerdik punishment and not the momo, not the lighter punishment. Comes Rabbi Nechunya ben Akon and says, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Yom Kippur is no chiyuv misas bezdin, is a chiyuv kares. If one violates Yom Kippur. Right? So he says, not kares, same as misas bezdin. If you chayuv momo at the same time, let's say a person is gonev be Yom Kippur, is gonev be Shabbos. Someone who's gone in B'Shabbos is potter from paying. He's potter from the Karen because he's chayiv misa. It's the same maisa, right? Let's say he's motzi from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and through that whole saw he does the Gnevis. It's the same maisa. Gemara's going to even talk about it on Daf Lamed Aleph. Such a case. If someone's gone in B'Shabbos is potter in that moment because he's chayiv misa. So after Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, if he's gone in B'Yom HaKippurim, he's also potter in that moment. Because Kareis and Mammon and Misa's Bezden and Mammon is Dach the Zelbezach. That's his whole Chiddush. Okay, they're both considered a davar chomer, and the rule of kamli ben rabbi applies. Why? My time of the rabbi nechuni ben akana. Why does he say that karius is the same? Amar abaye nemar osim bidei adam and nemar osim bidei shemayim. Osim ha'amar bidei adam partim nafashlum and avosim ha'amar bidei shemayim partim nafashlum. What's the mark of a kamli ben rabbi minei by chayv emisas bezdin? That's the pasuk osim. That's what the Mishnah and Avraham Midrash and Midbeis quotes. Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, talking about the Parsha of Dmei Volados. What happens if two people are fighting, and someone reaches out to punch the person who used to be his friend, whatever, and he hits a woman's anoshim. This is Parshas Mishpatim, Parak Chav Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis. So if meaning no one dies, right, he hits the woman accidentally. So if the woman doesn't die, but unfortunately she has a miscarriage, the fetus dies, so then the Baal is entitled to demand monetary payment from the market. And that's the halacha. Halacha is Dmei Volados, that the Volados inside the woman, so to speak, are owned by the husband. That's the halacha. So if there's no oson in the woman, so then there's a chiyav mamon. Says the pasuk, v'mason yiv v'nasata nefesh chachas nefesh. If there is an oson, if there's a terrible tragedy, if there's an accident and the woman dies herself, so then v'nasata nefesh chachas nefesh chayav misa. Chazal understood, Davka Chayiv Misa, the Onosh Ye Onesh that it applies in the first pasuk doesn't apply if there's an Asam. It's only Im Lo Ye Asam, then there's a Chayiv Mamon. But if Im Ye Asam, there's no Chayiv Mamon. That is the Makar. I should say one of the Makaros that come with Bidirab Mine. We give the Chayiv Misa, but we don't give the Chayiv Mamon. Comes in Chunyi Ben Akon and says, well, just one second. That's talking about Misa's Bezdin. There's another Asam that's referring to Misa Bidir Shamayim. That's in Parashas Miketz. The Shvatim came back from Mitzrayim and they said that Yosef, the Shlomelech, wants to see them again. So, but they want to see Binyamin. He wants to see Binyamin. So Yaakov Avinu tells them, I can't send Binyamin with you. I can't send him down because if an Asan occurs, then I'm never going to be able to live through it. That Asan, Gemara is assuming, is not Bidei Adam, it's Bidei Shemayim. There's a discussion, but we'll get to the middle part of the Gemara as time goes on. There's a discussion in the Gemara whether Yaakov Avinu's Asam was really Bidei Shemayim, and the Asam of the Mevolados is Bidei Adam, maybe it's the reverse. We'll talk about it. I mean, what was Yaakov Avinu saying? He was saying, look, if you take Binyamin down, maybe something will happen. He'll catch a cold, sinim upachim, as the Gemara says. He'll catch a cold, or it'll be too hot, he'll get heat stroke. So the question is, do we say Tzinim Upachem is something Bidei Shamayim, or it's Bidei Adam? The Gemara here, in our stage, is assuming that it's Bidei Shamayim. Tzinim Upachem, we can't control the heat, the temperature. Later the Gemara will say, no, you can't control the temperature, but you can control how you react to the temperature. If it's cold, you can wear a coat. If it's hot, you can dress appropriately and drink enough, and it's not going to affect you. So that's the question. Is it, you know, which one is Bidei Adam, which one is Bidei Shamayim? But that's irrelevant for us. Gemara at this point was assuming that Yaakov Avinu's Oson is Bidei Shamayim. So now we have Exershon. Oson. Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana says that the Oson Bidei Shamayim is derived from the Oson Bidei Adam. Ma Oson Bidei Adam. Potem in Atashlumen. Av Oson Hom Bidei Shamayim Potem in Atashlumen. And that's Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana's Mokar that we said, Kamei Bidei Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana is according to Adai. Skipping for a moment, Rava has a different pshat. Rava on Lamed Amid Beis says there's a different mokar for Rabbi Nachunya's Kamei B'Rabbi. Rava Amar, time of the Rabbi Nachunya ben Akodah Mehocha, Emhalim Yalim Lam Ha'aretz Esenem in Ha'ishahu, B'Sitam Izar Lam Olech, Samti Ani Espanai Ba'ishahu, V'Mishbachto V'Chrati Osam B'Keravam. So, it's a pasuk, someone who serves Molech, one of the Avodah Zarah, so he's killed. What happens if the Yama Oretz, if Klal Yisrael doesn't do its job, they don't kill him bidei Bezdin? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll take care of it. I'll give him karis. Echrati also mikaravamo. I'll give him karis. Says Rava, Amra Torah, Kares Sheli Kemisa Shelachem. Torah is comparing Kares, the guy is chayiv misa is din, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give him Kares if you don't take care of him. Torah is comparing Kares to misa is bezdin. Kares Sheli Kemisa Shelachem. Ma Misa Shelachem. So what's the comparison? What's the comparison? Comparison is, Ma Misa Shelachem, Vad Minat Hashlum, and Kares Sheli, Vad Minat Hashlum. Doesn't, that Torah come with Rabbi in the Pasuk, but comes Rabbi and says, there is some comparison the Torah is giving between Kares and Misa B'Shamayim. Chazal have an understanding, Rabbi Nachoni ben Akodin had an understanding that comparison is teaching me the din of Kamlai B'Dirab Mnei B'Kares. These are the two Makaros for Rabbi Nachoni ben Akodin's halacha. That Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, meaning Kares U'Mamon is like Misa's Bezdin U'Mamon. Just like Misa's Bezdin U'Mamon, Yichayev Misa, Hatev Natashlum, and just like so too, by Kares, Yechayev Kares, if you do a Maisa, one Maisa Aveira, again, let's say it all clear, one Maisa Aveira for which you should be Chayev two Onshim, one is more Chamer than the other. Rabbi Nachoni ben Akana says, even if the Chamer one is only Kares, it's not Misa's Bezdin, you're Pater from the Mamon. And there are two different Makaros to explain why. What's the Nafkamina between Abai and Rava? Okay, see, Semidreit Ahin, Semidreit Aher, what does it matter what the Makar is? So the Gemara has that kasha. My Ika ben Rava Labai, Ika ben Ayah Zahar Shachal Truma. Oh, Zahar Shachal Truma. We'll be on that case in Mitzvah for about 2 weeks. It's a big Amud all about Zahar Shachal Truma. So the Nafkamina between Abai and Rava is Zahar Shachal Truma. Let's say a Zahar eats Truma, obviously he's not allowed to. Kohen eats Truma, not a Zahar, not a non Kohen. What's a zar chayiv if he eats truma? Misa b'dei shamayim, not kares. Misa b'dei shamayim. What's the difference between kares and misa b'dei shamayim? David. Children. Who says that? It's Rashi in Shabbos, right? The pasuk in the Torah when it refers to kares, it uses a word ariri. Ariri means that not only is the person nichras, but zara nichrasim as well. Rashi in Shabbos and Achav Hey Amid Aleph interprets that the difference between kares and misa b'dei shamayim is whether ariri applies, whether zara nichrasim. By kares, Rashi assumes all chiyuv of kares zara nichrasim as well. If he violates the chiyuv of kares b'mezid, b'shot nefesh, then not only is he nichras, right? His life is cut short, chalila, but the children also die. If he doesn't have children, he won't have children. And if he has children, then their lives are also cut short. Misa b'dei shamayim, Rashi assumes his life is cut short. In terms of the life of the individual being cut short, Rashi says, Rashi assumes there's no difference between misa b'dei shamayim and kares. The question is whether the kids are going to die as well. Comes Taisvis there, and Chafei, Taisvis interprets a little bit differently. Ariri says Taisvis is only said about the arayos. That's in the parsha of the Arayas and parsha Sanachemos. So that's the only place where Zara Nechras. Not all Chiyuvei Kores is the Zara Nechras as well, says Taisvis. So what's the chiluk between Kores and Misa B'dei Shamayim? If not all cases of Kores are the Zara Nechras, so then Kores and Misa B'dei Shamayim are the same again. So comes Taisvis and says, if you see Rishalmi, it says the chiluk is, how long does he live? Kares, we assume he'll die by the age of 50. Misa b'dei shamayim, he'll die by the age of 60. It's derived from Sukkot. Al tachrisu eshevet hakaasim mitoch halavim zos asu lehem chayu v'lo yamusu. The Sukkot at the end of Parashas Bamidbar are describing that the B'nai Kahas had to carry the different kelim in the Mishkan very carefully. They're not allowed to look at the kelim. Aaron and his children have to cover the kelim before the B'nai Kahas come to carry the Aaron and the Shulchan, etc. If they look, right, v'lo yavo liros kevales hakodesh v'mesu. Right, if they look, so then they're going to have kares. Al tachrisu. And since the B'nai Kahas worked until 50, so you see that they'll die before 50. Chamishim. At Shishim, we know that B'nai Yisrael died out by the age of 60 in the Midbar. That was Misa B'dei Shamayim. That doesn't say Kares there. So Tosfos says, you see, the difference between Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim is how long a person is going to live. Will they die By 50, will they die by 60? Again, this is talking about that they violated the Isser in question, the Mezid, Bishat Nefesh. So we assume, it's a strange idea, does this happen to everyone? Not necessarily, we don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbonus, Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba, we can't fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. But if the person dies, Meshach likes to say, if the person dies before 50, we attribute it to the curse of the Torah. We attribute it to the curse. Not everyone who dies before 50 is chayv curse. Right? Chalila. People die for different reasons. We don't understand. But if a person is chayv curse and he dies before 50, then we attribute it to the klal of the Torah. That's what it means. Okay? Can he live? I don't know. Maybe, but I wouldn't try it. Okay? So kares, according to Tosfos, is 50, and misa v'yashamayim is 60. According to Rashi, the chiluk is whether the zara is nechasis. Okay. So zara she'ochel chum is chayv misa v'yashamayim, not kares. Comes the Gemara and says, la'abaye potter u'l'rav chayv. According to Aye, again, Rabbi Nachum ben Akana says that kares u'mamon is a p'tur mamon. Come with the Rabbi applies even to chayv kares. And there are different makaros, abaye rav and machlokas about the makaros. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the din of zara she'ochel chum? There is chayav misa b'dei shamayim. La Abaye potter. Abaye says, there's no difference. Abaye says there's no difference. The rule of Rabbi Nachman ben Akana that kares and mamon, patas and mamon, is also true by misa b'dei shamayim and mamon. It's the same thing. Kares and misa b'dei shamayim are exactly the same. So zara shafel truma also would be potter from mamon. Right? He eats the truma, let's say he's stealing from the coin at the same time. So he'll be potter from the mamon because he's chayav misa b'shamayim. L'rava chayav, and according to Rava, even Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana, who patas kares, in the case of kares and mamon, he'll patas from the mamon, but by misa b'shamayim, he'll say he's chayav. Why? Because Rava says, kares sheli kemisa shelachem. Rava learns from Exeris HaKasu that's talking v'dak about kares, v'hechrati also mikaravan. So Rava says, Rabbi Nachman ben Akana's halacha applies only to kares and mamon, not to misa v'dei shamayim and mamon. So zara she'ochel truma, it's yizchayav misa v'dei shamayim, not kares. What's the din? Is there a din of kamle b'dirav minay or not? There's no kamle b'dirav minay. Meaning, is yizchayav mamon? Let's say better, is yizchayav mamon or potter from mamon? Rava will say, yizchayav mamon. There's no kamle b'dirav minay. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana only extends to kares, not to misa v'dei shamayim. Okay, that's the gimma. That's the gimma. So now pedaling back to Lamed Amud Aleph. Again, La'afuke mid Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. Gemara says that some Tana is La'afuke mid Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. He argues against this Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. Who is the Tana? Right? Who is the phantom Tana who argues against Rabbi Nachman ben Akana? So comes Rashi and says like this: Masnisin de Mechayev Tashlumin Lubal Achosam Be'avavish Meschayev Kares Mebiyasam Ma'afuke mid Rabbi Nachman. The Tana of Mishnah. Tana of Amishnah is against Rabbi Nachman ben Akana because the Tana of Amishnah assumes that Baal Achoso is Chayev Knas. Baal Echad Michayev Krisis is Chayev Knas. I just one second. Baal Bito, we know the Mishnah Lamed Tov on the base says what? Is Potter Min HaKnas. Why? Why is Baal Bito Potter? Kamle B'Rav Aminei. Right? He's Chayev Mises Bezdin. Our Mishnah says Baal Chayev Krisis is Chayev Knas. According to Rabbi Nachman ben Akana, how can that be? The same halacha that applies by Misas Bezdin should apply by Chiyuv Karis also. So if you tell me Baal Bito is part of an Aknas, Baal Achoso and Echad Mechavita should be part of also. What's the chim? How can the Tana of the Mishnah be Mechal? Comes the Gemara and says, Lafuke mid Rav Nachman ben Akana. Tana of Amishnah is against Rav Nachman ben Akana. This is a fascinating shot in Rashi. Because Rav Chista, just a moment before, had said that Baal Anida, everyone agrees is Mishalim Knas. Bein Shimon HaTemani, Bein Rav Shimon Beminasya, they all agree that Baal Anida is Mishalim Knas. Comes the Gemara and says, La'afuke mid Rav Nachman ben Akana. What does one have to do with the other? It's like a run-on sentence. According to Rashi, there really should be a period in the Gemara before the La'afuke. Do you have a period there? I don't. But according to Rashi, there should be a period right there. Because it's a totally different statement. Rav Chista is one statement, and then the Gemara is taking off. The Gemara is saying, I know you came to the third parak for Kalei B'Dirav Aminei. You came for that. So now we're about to start. It's been a few weeks, but now we're about to start. It's like a new sugya. Now we're going to pedal back to the Mishnah. talked about all the different shittas in the Tanaim, now we're going to pedal back to the Mishnah. It's a totally different statement according to Rashi. A new statement. The Tana of the Mishnah is against Rabbi Nochay ben Akana. Because the Tana of the Mishnah holds that Baal Chayav Krisis is Chayav Kanas. You see that we don't say Kamei ben Avmei by Karas. Okay, that's Rashi's Pshat. Of course, we're going to have to understand why Rashi learned this way. If there is another parish in the Rishonim, we'll have to understand Rashi disagreed with that parish. Because according to Rashi, there's no Hemshech in the Gemara. Rav Chisda made his statement, and the Gemara is a totally new statement. It has nothing to do with what Rav Chisda said. But before we get there, let's address Rashi's Pshat. Tosus quotes Rashi's Pshat in the second half of Dura Maskel HaKom. B'kuntshus Pirish, that Masnisim called him after Midrim Nechunim. Okay. So we were troubled with the Hemshech of the Gemara, according to Rashi, but Tosus has a different kasha on Rashi. Tema, Frektaisis, Minoli de Mafkamina. How do you know the Tana is against Rabbi Nachman HaKohen? Dilma Moder of Nechunya, the Chayve Krisis Yeshman Tas. Maybe Rabbi Nechunya agrees to the Tana. They live together. They can live together fine. How can Rabbi Nechunya ben HaKohen agree with the Tana of the Mishnah? What's the problem? If Rabbi Nechunya ben HaKohen agrees to the Tana of the Mishnah, so then what should be the din? Potem in Aknas, Stach Kamli Bidir Abamine. What's the answer, says Taismis? I'll tell you why. This is the exception to the rule. Rabbi Nechunya ben HaKohen can really hold that Karis and Mamon generally is Potem and Amon. Someone who's Gonev Yom Kippur, let's say, oh, Knas there. I'm not talking about Knas. Okay, Gonev Yom Kippur, Kefa. Forget the Kefa for a moment. Leave out the Kefa. Let's talk about the... Okay, it's not the Knas of Onis and Pita, but even if you don't want to talk about... later on, for those who know a little bit about the same fact. Gemara and Daflamid Hey, Lamid Vav is going to talk about whether we say Kamei B'Darei by Chiyuvei Knas. Maybe somehow Chiyuvei Knas are different, they connect to the Mishnah. Okay, leaving that out. Okay, someone who's going to be Yom Kippur, it's Chayv Mamon, it's Chayv Karen. Since it's Yom Kippur, Rabbi Nochay Ben HaKohen says Potter. Right? Potter Ben HaKaren, because he's Chayv Karas. So just because Rabbi Nochay Ben HaKohen says that in general, this coming b'dramin about chiyuvei karis doesn't mean that he has to say that by onus u'mafata, this coming b'dramin about chiyuvei karis. He could say that this exeris hakasev is a possible to tell me that the boel is chayev knas by chayve krisis by onus u'mafata. That's one case. It could be exeris hakasev in that parsha. Doesn't mean that in general Rabbi Nochay ben HaKohen denies coming b'dramin by chiyuvei karis. He says here, there's an exception to the rule. What's that exception based on? What pasuk? Nara, hanara, exactly. So can we have of Tessam and Aleph? The Gemara itself was troubled. Why does the Tana of the Mishnah say that Yechayev Knas by Chiyuvei Karis? The Gemara didn't know Rabbi Nochay ben HaKohen at that point. We didn't know Rabbi Nochay ben HaKohen. We met him this morning. Shalom Aleichem. We didn't know, but we assumed that it's a chiyuv misa, so why should there be any difference in din? We should say kal mebidrami, but chiyuv karis as well. We were mechavin to him without even knowing him. So ask the Gemara, hani b'nei knasa ninu amai, ikri kan velosi al isha. Okay, it's a different kasha. It's not because of kal mebidrami. Okay. But the Gemara, trying to dramatize a little bit, maybe too much. Gemara asked this kasha, why does the Tana of the Mishnah hold that chiyuvei kareis, that there can be knas even by chayve krisis? And the Gemara says, xeris hakosov. So the same way that xeris hakosov of nara nara hanara can explain, well, even though you can't fulfill velosi al isha by chiyuvei kareis, nevertheless there can be knas, that could also explain why, even according to Rabbi Nechunim ben HaKohen, that normally there's a din of kamei b'darmei by chiyuvei kareis, here you'll be chayve knas. I kamei b'darmei, no, there's xeris hakosov to teach me fakert. Xeris HaKosov to be mostly from that svar. So that's Taisa's kasha. Minoli demavka minei, dilma moder of Nechunya, the chayav krisis yesh lam kanas. Deravinu kra, chad l'chayvei lam, chad l'chayvei krisis. Chad l'chayvei lam, chad l'chayvei krisis. Xeris HaKosov. Okay, then Taisa's goes a little more detail according to Rabbi Akiva, holds in Kiddushin Tovsa l'chayvei lavin. Okay, let's see this. Rabbi Akiva, Nicha, the Mafka. According to Rabbi Akiva, then I understand Rashi. I understand Rashi, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Nochay ben HaKohen. Aye, but you could just say there's a Xeris HaKosov. No. Rabbi Akiva needs the Zeres Lachasiv for Chayve Esse and Chayve Lavin. Again, Rabbi Akiva holds and Kiddushin Tovus and Chayve Lavin. If you hold Kiddushin Tovus and Chayve Lavin, so then Chayve Lavin and Chayve Esse are the same. They really come in the same boat. So Nara Hanara comes to be married to two things, Chayve Koris and something else. So if you assume Kiddushin Tovus and Chayve Lavin, so then it can be married to Chayve Krisus and Chayve Esse Lavin. Or Chayve Esse and Chayve Lavin, right? They come together. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that ain't Kiddushin Tovus and Chayve Lavin, so I need the two Gzeras, the Pesukim are going to be married to the simplest Chiddush, right? This the easiest Chiddush. So I need the two Pesukim, one for Chayve Esse, where Kiddushin might be Tovus, according to Rabbi Yesheva, according to someone, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, and the other for Chayve Lavin. So I don't have a Pesuk for Chayve Krisus anymore. You follow? According to Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe Kedushin Dosa Mechavi Lavin, I need the two Pesukim, one for Chavi Yesi, one for Chavi Lavin. I don't have a Pesuk for Chavi Krisus. If I don't have a Pesuk to be married by Chavi Krisus, what should be the din by Chavi Krisus? Is there Knas or no Knas? According to Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akana, there should be no Knas. And yet the Mishnah says that there is Knas. So Kongs Taizen says, according to Rabbi Akiva, everything is Givaldic according to Lefirashi. Because since I need the Gzeres HaKa'asav for Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Esse, because according to Rabbi Akiva, they're not the same. One is Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, the other is Kiddushin Tovsin. So then, I don't have a Pasuk for Chayvei Krisus. Right? Chayvei Krisus is floating me. I don't have a Pasuk to teach me that Chayvei Krisus get Knas. So if I don't have a Pasuk to be Mar by Chayvei Krisus, the Halacha really should be, they don't get Knas, because Kavmei V'dir Adaminei. The fact that the Mishnah says you do get cast by Chayvei Krisus, what does that show you? Mishnah is not like Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. But not according to Rabbi Akiva. Don't take Rabbi Akiva's Shita and attack the Rashi's Shver, says Taisus. Okay, but let's skip that point. Okay, it's an extra point. If you got it, fine. If not, we'll chazer and say. Let's get the basic kasha. Not get too complicated. Says Taisus, why does Rashi say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Nachman ben Akana? Because our Mishnah says that you can have knas by chayve krisus. Rabbi Nochay Nakar would say no knas because it's the same as baal bito. Chayve misus and chayve krisus are the same. Should become Rabbi Yehuda. Says Taisus, no. Our Mishnah couldn't be like Rabbi Nochay Nakar. Just our Mishnah says in the case of onus and mafata, there's a ribui. There's a gzeras hakasav to tell me that kam Rabbi Yehuda doesn't apply. But generally, goni biyo makipur et mamel kam Rabbi Yehuda will apply. That's Taisus kash. Does everyone get it? Questions? Avraham.
It is a ribui. There's no ribui for Chayvei Krisus, so why should the...
According to Rebbe Kiva?
Yeah.
According to Rebbe Kiva, okay.
So there's no Sela Isha, so it shouldn't be a Chayvei Krisus. It shouldn't be a class for Chayvei Krisus.
If there's no ribui for Chayvei Krisus, so then there shouldn't be Knas because of Velo Sela Isha, that's what you want to say. Since Velo Sela Isha, shouldn't be knas because he can't fulfill it because she's not an isha haruia anyway. She's not. Meaning, there's a side issue. Side issue. Why dafka Rabbi Nachman ben Akana? So you're saying maybe the Tana of the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. David. Right, they can't. Meaning, the fact is, the Tana of the Mishnah says there is knas. That's the reality. There is knas by Chayvei Krisus. So you can stand on your head and say, Velosi Ela Isha, there's got to be an answer for that. But the problem is, according to Rabbi Nachman ben Akana, there shouldn't be knas over here. Whatever the answer is going to be for why there is knas, even though you can't fulfill Velosi Ela Isha, okay, there's going to have to be an answer to that question. But that's irrelevant to this issue. We're trying to figure out. The Tana of the Mishnah says there is knas by Chayvei Krisus. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana couldn't say that. He couldn't say that. Even if you'll get an answer to why it's not a problem with the pasuk Velo Sela Isha, Rabbi Nachman ben Akana would still say you part of it. You follow what I'm saying?
You can't say that the Mishnah goes on to Rabbi Akiva because if Rabbi Akiva have to find a new ribi for Chayvei Krisus.
It will work for Rabbi Nachman ben Akana too. I hear. Avram, you ask well. You ask well. I hear. He'll have to find a new ribui anyway. I have to think about it. It's a good kasha. Okay, but let's go back to the basic Kasha test. It's an excellent question. I have to think about it over Shabbos. The basic question is that, according to everyone else, right, if we assume that Kedushin HaTovsim L'Chayvei Lavin, so then we have a ribui for Chayvei Krisis. So the Tana of the Mishnah could go like Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana, but the Tana will say that there's a ribui to be Marva Chayvei Krisis. Okay? Nira L'Rajba says Taisis, I have an answer for Rashi. The Rajba. Well, which Rajab is this? Not Rib Shimshin, not Rib Shlomo ben Adair. It's not the Rajab we have in the Kovitz Sefarshi. The Rajab Mishans, Rabbeinu Shimshin Mishans, right? Who was one of the Bali Tosis. The Rajab we have in the Kovitz was one of the Rishonim, but not the Bali Tosis. Nira the Rajba, the Tarets, the Akarvach, Mavka Masnisin, May Reb Nechonya. Reb Nechonya, Yechilu ben Chavi. Ben Chayve Krisis, the Chayve Mises Bezdin. Ome Asan Asan, Oki the Dorish Rav, Ankara Shili Kemisa Shalachem. We know Rabbi Nechunya compares Chayve Krisis to Chayve Mises Bezdin, says Taisis. One of two drushes. Vim Yesh Knas, the Rabbi Nechunya, the Chayve Krisis, Yesh Gam Kain, the Chayve Mises Bezdin. Because Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana links Chayve Mises Bezdin to Chayve Kareis, so if you have a ribui for Chayve Krisos, that was your kasha, right? Maybe the Tana of the Mishnah holds the Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana, but he has a ribui to be Marba Chayve Krisos. Comes the Rashba and says, if you have a ribui to be Marba Chayve Krisos, Chayve Misas Bezdin are going to be part of that ribui too. Right? They're going to be part of that ribui. It's going to go together. Chayve Krisos / Chayve Misas Bezdin. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana links Chayve Mises Bezdin Chayve Kareis. He says they're the same. So whatever halacha will apply to one will have to apply to the other. So if you want to tell me that the Tana of Mishnah holds that Baal Chayve Krisis gets Knas because of an exception, not because of the rule. The rule is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana come Rabbi Dravne by Chayve Krisis, but there's an exception of Nara Nara Hanara to be Marbe Knas by Chayve Krisis. What should come along for the ride with that? Also, Chayve Mises Bezdin too. It can't just be an exception for Chayve Kareis. It's got to be an exception for Chayve Mises Bezdin also. So, it should be that the halacha has to come out that by onus u'mafata of Chayve Mises Bezdin, the Tana of Mishnah would say, Yechayev Knas. Even when he holds like Rabbi Nochari Ben Akon. Because the reason why Chayev Knas by Chayev Kareis is due to the exception. And that exception, that exerts a custom, according to Rabbi Nochem and Akana, has to apply to the Chayev Mises too, because he compared the two, he equated the two. But that can't be. Why can't that be? Baal is Vito. Right? The Mishnah, Naf Lame Vavam and Beis. Baal Vito is Pater. We know that the Tana of our Mishnah Pater's Baal Vito. He says that there is a din of Kamer Bidirav Minei by Chayve Mises Bezdin, not just in the Zelderai, but by Onus U'mafate, in our Sugya. So if he holds a Kamer B'Dravne in our Sugya by Chayve Mises Bezdin, according to Rabbi Nochem ben Akana, he has to hold a Kamer B'Dravne by Chayve Kareis, because Rabbi Nochem ben Akana put the two together. You can't separate between the two. So that perhaps is why Rashi says the Tana of the Mishnah must be against Rabbi Nochem ben Akana. The reason why the Tana of Mishnah holds that Baal Chayve Krisis is Chayev Knas is because he argues with Rabbi Nochunya ben Akana. And he says that there's no din of Kamei B'Dravmineh by Karis. That's exactly the Chilk. Choftes Amad Aleph is because it's Chayev Karis, there's no din of Kamei B'Dravmineh. Right? And Lamed Vavam Abeis, there isn't din of Kamei B'Dravmineh. They must be different. And he must argue against Rabbi Nochem ben Akana. Because if he were to agree with Rabbi Nochem ben Akana, you couldn't explain, the reason why there's Knas is because there's Gzeres HaKos, there's a ribui, Nara, Nara, Nara. That ribui should apply to Chayav Mises Bezdin according to Rabbi Nochem ben Akana, because he equates the two. The fact that we see from the Mishnah Lamed Vavam Beis that it doesn't apply to Mises Bezdin, that implies that it shouldn't apply to Chayav Kareis either. You can't say it applies to one and not to the other. So that's why the Gemara thought that the Tana of the Mishnah is against Rabbi Nochunya ben Akana. So it's not a raya directly from the Mishnah. It's really more of a raya because you have to put our Mishnah together with Lamed Vav. This on Mishnah says that by Chayvah is a Chayvah Nas, and by Chayvah Mizbezin is no Chayvah Nas. And we know Rabbi Nachum and Akana puts Karis and Mizbezin together. So you can't say that on Mishnah is really like Rabbi Nachum and Akana, that the Tana of Mishnah will agree that we said Kamal Vidarim by Karis, but there's some Zeres HaKosav by Odes Mephata that this class anyway. Because if there is such a Xeris HaKosav, that should apply to Chayvah Mizbezin too, but we see it doesn't from the Mishnah Daf Amid Bam. So it must be that's not the Ribui. A Mishnah must be against Rabbi Nachum HaKam. Yes?
We say that the Artana agrees at Karis. We say Kimlim Ramine by Karis, but it doesn't agree with the linkage between Karis and Mrs. Basin.
I guess you could say that, but again, if you claim that the Tana of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Nachum HaKam, so then he should link the two, because that's what Rabbi Nachum HaKam does. Yes?
No, meaning there's... to continue with Noah's point, Rabban Abai gave two different reasons. So if you take Molech, then it was Dafka Karis, I thought. Dafka Karis is where we... If you take the reason of Molech for how he develops this idea, it's Dafka Karis. And
Karis, Shalikim, Misa, Shalachem. No. The comparison between Karis and Misa is Karis to Misa's Bez, not to Misa Bidei Shalai. Misa's Bez. Karis, Shalikim, Misa, Shalachem is my Karis is like your Misa's Bez.
Okay, so the
link is Bikaris and Misa's Bez, and not Karis and Misa Bideshim. Okay. Okay, this is Rashi Sheep. Lafuki Bidir Rabbi Nachum HaKam means that Tana the Mishnah is against Rabbi Nachum HaKam. Tosfos tries to figure out how that's true. He quotes the Rashi Mishans to explain a little bit further. But Tosfos themselves doesn't explain. Lafuki Bidir Rabbi Nachum HaKam like Rashi. Tosfos says the Hemshech. Rav Chisda made a statement. And Lafuke is a hemshech, meaning Rav Chisda said Bein Shimon HaTemani, Bein Rav Shimon HaMenasya hold that Baal Nida is Mishalim Knas Yesh Ba'avaya Uri L'Kaima. Comes Rav Chisda and continues V'Lafuke mid Rav Nechuna Ben Akana, that both Shimon HaTemani and Rav Shimon HaMenasya argue with Rav Nechuna Ben Akana. It's a hemshech of his statement. Hemshech. They both argue with Rav Nechuna Ben Akana. Why do they argue? Why do you assume they argue? I'll tell you, I just told you that both Shimon HaTemani and Rav Shimon HaMenasya hold that Baal Anida is Mishal HaKnas, but Nida is Achi HaKaris. So if they would agree with Rabbi Nachum and Akana, it can't be a Knas. It doesn't matter that Yesh Bahavaya, Ruli Elakaima, but come live in the Rabbi name. Comes Rav Chisda and says they're against Rabbi Nachum and Akana. Somehow, Rav Chisda knew that Shimon HaTemani and Rav Shimon HaMenasya argue with Rav Nachum and Akana. So that's why he says the only issue remaining is what? Ru'i L'Kaim and Yesh Ba'avayim. Not Kam Le'Bidir Abimine, because they argue against Rav Nachum and Akana. They wouldn't part them from Knas because of Kam Le'Bidir Abimine. The only issue would be, maybe she's Ru'i L'Kaim, or maybe she's Yesh Ba'avayim. So that's why he says, no, Anida's Yesh Ba'avayim, and she's Ru'i L'Kaim. So that's why Shimon HaTemani and Rav Shimon ben Menasya will both say that there is a Chiyuv Knas. That's how Tosfos understood. And that's what prompted Tosfos to ask his kasha. He doesn't even give his parish at the beginning of Tosfos. He just sort of alludes to it at the end of his segment. Right? Ulahachi ka'amar, Rav Chisda Sirleit Enshim Tanah Tzolverkir B'Nechunya, Ulahachi ka'amar V'Lafuke. Tosfos assumes that Rav Chisda is the one continuing with his statement. Lafuke ben Rav Nachim ben Akon. What does Tosfos ask on this pshat? Teima l'ri. V'nola de Rav Shimon ben Menasya modeba. How do we know Rav Shimon ben Menasya argues against the Chayav Knas? How do we know Rav Shimon ben Menasya would hold Baal Anida is Chayav Knas? Okay, she happens to be Ru'i L'Kaima. But come live in the Rabbi Minei. Even though she's Ru'i L'Kaima, she's Ru'i for Knas. But come live in the Rabbi Minei, should tell me, Potem in a Knas. Why does Rav Chisda think that Rav Shimon ben Menasya argues against Rav Nachum ben Akana? Moda, but doesn't mean he admits to Rav Nachum ben Akana. Moda to Rav Chisda's statement. Dilma Rav Nachum ben Akana svirlei the chayav increases b'tumah peshtumah. Maybe Rav Shimon ben Menasya taka holds like Rav Nachum ben Akana. The chayav increases b'tumah peshtumah. And what does Rav Shimon ben Menasya hold about Baal Anida? Ponder ben Aknas. She's Ru'i L'Kaima, but so what that she's Ru'i L'Kaima? Come live in the Rabbi, will tell me that part. Says Taisvis. Bishlam, I would have written Bishlam. It's really one statement. It's not multiple statements here. Bishlam, Reb Shimon HaTeimani. Reb Shimon HaTeimani definitely argues against Reb Chanan HaKonah, says Taisvis. Reb Shimon HaTeimani, Al Karachach, less later, Reb Nachon. It's like a Bishlam. Mide itzrich lama utei chayve krisis milo siya le'isha, isha sheesh ba'avaya. The fact that Shimon HaTeimani has to be mar b'chayve krisis. Excuse me. Shimon HaTeimani is memar'e chayve krisis from the lo siya le'isha. He's memar'e chayve krisis from the lo siya le'isha. Shimon HaTeimani argues with the Tana of our Mishnah and says, someone was ba'al chayve krisis, there's no knas. Why is there no knas? He says, the lo siya le'isha teaches me, isha yesh ba'avayam. So why does Shimon HaTeimani need that pasuk? To pater the Boel from giving knas by chayve krisis, what should he have said? What should he have said? Call me Bidder Abedin, right? Shimon HaTeimani holds that Chayve Krisis Potter Menachnas. Right? The Boel is Potter Menachnas if he's Boel Chayve Krisis. Why? Lama? Rav Shimon HaTeimani says it's a pasuk. Lo Siya Le'isha. Isha Sheyesh Ba'avaya. What? I did it again. Thank you. Go ahead. I don't know below. The word below, I just naturally write it out. Lo Siya Le'isha. Very good. What's the other reason that you could give? Come Levi Dravine. Let's just abbreviate. Come Levi Dravine. Kuf Lamed Beis Mem. Why does Shimon HaTeimani give the possibility of Isha to exclude Chayve Krisis from Knas? Isha Sheyesh Ba'avaya. Right? Let me say, come over here, Rabbi. So comes Taisa and says, I'll submit to you that if Shimon HaTeimani argues against Reb Nachman Ben Akiva, he must say that there's no din of come over here, Rabbi, by Chayve Karis. Right? Not by Karis. So if not by Kares, then that's not a reason to pot, and that's what he needs, Lo Siya Le'isha. But Frak Taisvis, how did Rav Chisda know Rav Shimon Ben Manasya argues against Rav Nachman Ben Akana? Maybe he agrees to Rav Nachman Ben Akana. Maybe he agrees that we say come Levi Dravine by Kares. We say come Levi Dravine by Kares. And maybe he'll say that Boal Anida is Taka Potter Ben Akana. I, Reb Shimon ben Manasya, also uses the pasuk Lo Siya Le'isha to be Memari Chayve Krisis. That's how we were learning. Right? Didn't we say, let's erase this. What does the Lo Siya Le'isha teach you? What does it teach you? Shimon HaTeimani says, Ishbava, right? Which is Mamayid what? Ishbavaya. Lemautei Chayve Krisis. And Shimon ben Manasseh says what? Shimon ben Manasseh, Reishin Beis Mem, says what? Ruil Kaka. Lemautei what? So we thought that was to be Mamayid both. Right? You might even chayve lav. Let's say it like that. Even chayve lav. Right? But also chayve krisis. That's what we thought. So if it's to be mamayit, even chayve krisis, so then Rav Shimon ben Manasya also would argue against Rav Nachman ben Akana. Because according to Rav Nachman ben Akana, you don't need a pasuk. Comes Taisa and says, no, you misread Rav Shimon ben Manasya. Maybe he says that Lo Siya Le'isha is only Memayit Chayve Lavin because he doesn't need the pasuk to be Memayit Chayve Krisis because he has Kamei B'Dirabin at the Pater. Ha! Maybe he uses Lo Siya Le'isha only to be Memayit Chayve Lavin. Right? Chayve Krisis a Pater because of Kamei B'Dirabin like Rav Nachman Ben Akiva. comes Taisus and asks, why does Rav Chisda, my pshat is lafugim rechim and akana, is this a hemshech of divrei Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says, bein shimon atemani bein Rav Shimon ben Menasya, they hold boalanidis shalim knas. If they both hold you shalim knas, obviously it's against Rav Yochim ben Akana. So ask Taisus, how did Rav Chisda know? How did he know Rav Shimon ben Menasya claims that Bala Nid is Chayav Knas? Maybe Taka, he holds, like Rav Nachman HaKonah, that's Potter Menach Knas. And Dafka Shimon HaTeimani holds that Bala Nid is Chayav Knas. Does everyone get the kash of this? It's a very sharp question. You have to sit there and hold cup just to get the end, just to get pshat in the kash. So what is Taisa saying? Let's get to the terrace real close. Yeshua Rav Chisda is really the ancient Tana Sobek Rav Nachman. Says Taisus, you're right. Technically speaking, Rav Chisda's statement is not compelling. You could have talked and said Rav Shimon ben Menasya doesn't argue with Rav Nachman ben Akon. Rav Chisda somehow assumed that all the Tanaim argue against Rav Nachman. That was his Kabbalah. He assumed everyone argued, not only Shimon HaTemani, but Rav Shimon ben Menasya also. So that's why he said, you should know the only issue is going to be Re'i L'Kayim V'Yesh B'Avayim. That's it. It's not gonna. No one's gonna say that was his kabbalah, not because it had to be that way. As we explained, Rav Shimon ben Menasya could hold like Rabbi Nachman ben Akana. He could, right? Rav Chisda had a kabbalah that he didn't. So that's why he said kulei alma modu that mishalim knas rebalani. Bein Shimon atemani, bein Rav Shimon ben Menasya, they both will say that you're mishalim knas. Not that it's muchrach. Rav Shimon ben Menasya could hold like Rabbi Nachman ben Akana, as we explained. Because he could say that Velosia Leisha comes to be in my only Chaybe Lavin. Chaybe Krisis, I know already I'm not going to get Knas because of Kamei B'Rav Avinu. Rav Chisda said, but I'm telling you, his Kabbalah was Rav Nechonim and Akon is a Das Yochid. No one agrees with him. So Kamei B'Rav Avinu is not an issue here. The only issue is whether Nida is Yesh B'Avaya, Ruya L'Kaima, and then he says, since she's both, everyone admits that he's going to be Knas. That's Taisus Pshat. Yes.
So is Rav Chisda basically telling you not to read Rav Shimon ben Menasya like that? I mean, he's saying, mm-hmm. read it, that he's saying even...
I guess so. Because if you read it, you'd be saying that he's only Mamari Chai Ve'lavin, and the reason why Chai Ve'kriza Pata is because of Kavim Ben Ami, then he is going like Rav Nachman ben Akana. So maybe that's what Rav Chisda is saying. To read it the other way, even Chaybe Lav, that comes to be Mamai, Chaybe Kriz, because he argues against Rabbi Nachman HaKon. Maybe Taka, maybe that's the answer. Mm-hmm. What do we have? So we have a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, how to read the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara. We're not learning, you know, fancy Torahs here. This is Pshat in the Gemara for Lafuke. Lafuke whom? Who's against Rabbi Nachman HaKon? Is it Shimon HaTeimani or Shimon ben Menasya, or is it the Tanav HaMishnah? Is it a new statement, or is it a Hemshech of Divrei Rav Chisda? Which Pshat is more Mestaben? As we mentioned, Lechora, Tosis Pshat is more Mestaben. I mean, there are questions against both. You have to work on both. Tosis asked questions and gave answers for both. But just in Pshat in the Sugi, textually, I'd say that Tosis Pshat is more Mestaben. Why? Because there's no period in Eitan's Gemara, nor in mine, exactly. At first glance, you'd think it's a hemshech. Rav Chisda makes one statement, and then you'd imagine it's just a hemshech of his statement. Rashi learns a totally new pshat. Rav Chisda said his, and then we're referring back to the Mishnah. It's Modna. Modna Grodna. Right? Why does Rashi feel compelled to break up the Gemara? Rav Chisda makes his statement, and then the Gemara is referring back to the Mishnah. So the Tana of the Mishnah is against Rabbi Nachman ben Akon, as we discussed. Why doesn't he just say like Taisus that it's a Hemshech of Divrei Rav Chisda? David G.
Why is this consistent with the Tana? So the Fuke Mehaitana tells you, and it's also the Mishnah of
Fuke Mehaitana. No, Fuke Mehaitana is Mamash a Hemshech of the Gemara, because the Gemara had said, Hani b'nechasanin hu amayuki kamlos yele isha. So then we answer for the Tana of the Mishnah, and then we say the Tana of the Mishnah is talk against these two new Tanaim. But that's not the Lafuge over here. Rav Chisda makes a statement. So why are we now going back to the Mishnah? Isn't it more mistabit to say that it should be a hemshech of the previous statement? No. So the Pnei Yeshua has a very important yesod over here. He uses a yesod that we're going to come back to multiple times. He uses a very important yesod to explain Rashi Shita. Pnei Yeshua says Rashi Lishitas. You have to know a little bit more about Kavna B'Rabbi Minei and Rashi Shita and Kavna B'Rabbi Minei, and then you'll see Rashi Mamish fits into the Shita. We're just, you know, wading in the waters over here. Wading, W-A-D. Right? We're just getting started. We're getting our feet wet in Kamle B'Dirabim. But you should know there's a very important yesod in Kamle B'Dirabim. And that's called Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia. What does Tana de Bechizkia mean? It's a drasha. Right? A drasha that Chazal had, that Bechizkia had. Tana de Bechizkia. Everyone talks about Tana de Bechizkia. The basic halacha of Kamle B'Dirabimine is that if a person is chayav nisa, he got hasra, Bezna is going to kill him. So they don't require his yarshim to pay the money. He's getting the ownership of nisa, so we don't give him the ownership of them. What's the din? Let's say a person does a maisa aveira, show me. It's a maisa aveira that if he were to do it amazing with hasra, he'd be chayav nisa's Bezna. But he didn't do it amazing with hasra. He did it show me. Well, let's say he did it amazing, but they weren't mastering, there was no hasra. Meaning, let's say he did a ma'is avera, there isn't going to be any punishment of Mises Bezdin, but it's a ma'is avera that could lead to a punishment of Mises Bezdin if all the conditions are met. What's the din of Kamle B'Dirabimine in that case? Would you say he's pater from mamon, or would you say, come on, he's not chayv the onesh misa. Not chayv the onesh misa, why should he be pater from mamon? What do you think? If you were one of the Tanoim, what would you say, Yaakov?
What I think?
Well, I know what Tana de Bechizkia holds, but maybe you can share your feelings.
Gemara is described that he can be going out with his dummy, like Abba Machteres, that he wouldn't even have to pay the money. Logically, you would think
Abba that... Abba Machteres is Chayav Nisa Mamish. People can kill him when he's in the Machteres.
Nothing happens, and then no one acts upon that, and...
No, but he's parted from Mamon because of the Maisik Neva right now. He's going to be Chayav from Mamon that he steals after he leaves the Machteres. Machtarto is different. Machteres is different. Okay? That's what the Gemara says later. The Gemara Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Machtarto is not an Isser Olam, it's an Isser Shah. It's a status only temporarily when he's in the Machteres that he's Chayav Nisa. So comes Tana de Bechizkia and says he's Pata for that as well. He's Pata from the Mammon even in that case as well. A Drasha. If you would have asked me, I'd never say that you should be Pata. I'd say Kamle B'Dirabimine means you hit him with the Onesh HaChomer, so he doesn't get the Onesh HaKal. But what kind of a lomdus is this? He does a Maisa Aveira that he could be Chayav and Onesh HaChomer if the conditions are met. So therefore he's Pata from the Mammon. He's not Chayav Misa, so why should he be Chayav Mammon? He gets all scot-free. Rebbeinu da Alma Kula. Unbelievable. I don't recommend doing it. But, you know, he's getting over the Onesh, but that's the Xeris HaKos. Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Amir Aleph quotes Tana de Bechizkia. In the middle of a sugya, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a machlokes whether Chayve Malkiyos Shog again. We're going to have to get to all these things. You know, come to Rabbi Rabbi, the basic din is Chayve Mises Bezdin. Chayve Mises Bezdin and Mom. What are other cases? So we have Chayve and Hakana is Kores and Mom. Reb Nachuni ben Akana Reish Nun Beis Hei Gimel Beis Hei Kuf Reb Nachuni ben Akana Aliba De Abaye also had Misa B'dei Shamayim and Mom, right? And then there's also Malkus and Mom, and we have to talk about all these cases. What?
The other way around.
Mom and Malkus.
Okay,
we'll talk about that. We'll see which one is more chamer, right? You're right. Talking about talks about that, right? And then we have Tana de Bechizkia, who throws a monkey wrench into the whole equation, because Tana de Bechizkia says that even b'shogeg, even if you really won't be chayev the Mises Bezdin, you won't be chayev the Malkus. Well, they don't talk about Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a machlokes whether the rule of Tana de Bechizkia applies even to Malkus, chayev Malkus shogeg, and we pass it doesn't apply to Malkus. So what you thought should be true really is true. Someone didn't get hasra for an aver that he be chayev malchus on, and at the same time he did something that he's chayev mamon, he thought he's going to be chayev mamon. Right? There's no common denominator there. It's ridiculous. But come Tanu de Bechizki, it says even if you'll paskin that chayev in malchus shogegin or chayev in betashlumin, that there's no din of common denominator by chayev in malchus, but by chayev in mises bezdin, even b'shogeg, you're potter. That's Rava's statement. See, the Gemara originally had thought Rabbi Yochanan and Shlomish argued about Chayvim Isa Shogeg. Then it changes and says, no, the Machlokes is only about Chayvim Malkiyus Shogeg. Because by Chayvim Isa, everyone holds that even Chayvim Isa Shogeg in Pturim in Atashlumin. Because of Tanah Dabei Chizkiyah. So the Machlokes Amorim has to be about Chayvim Malkiyus Shogeg in. A different case. Why does Tana de Bechizkiya say Chayvim Isa Shogin Abtuim Nefeshlumin? The Tana de Bechizkiya Maka Odom Umaka Behem. The Pasuk says Maka Odom Maka Behem Yishalmena Umaka Odom Yumas. Right? Where's that Pasuk? Who does it say in the Gemara? I think it's in Parshas Emor. Right? At the end of Parshas Emor. Maka Behem Yishalmena Umaka Odom Yumas. Let's see. Down with the psukim. Down with the psukim. No. Here is it. The Makalim, at the end of the parasha was Makalim. Maka behemi shalmen, maka odom yimas. Mish berecha yilachem, kagera ko ezrachiyat. Yeah. Maka behemi shalmen, maka odom yimas. So there's a comparison between maka behemi and maka odom. Maka Adam, you kill someone, you chayv misa. Maka behema, you pay. Now chayv misa for killing a behema. Comes Tana de Bechizki and says there's a comparison between the two. By Maka Adam, there's a chayv misa. By Maka behema, there's a chayv mama. Ma Maka behema lo chilakta bo ben bishovig ben bemezi ben miskavin l'shein miskavin ben derech yirida l'derech aliyah l'fotro mamon elo l'chayv mamon. It doesn't matter whether you were shogig or mezid, miskaven or not miskaven, you had intent or not intent, whether it's going down or going up. You're always chayev mamon by maka behema. There's no p'tur of shogig by maka behema. If you do damage, adam muad la'olam, you do damage, you're chayev for that. Whether you had a mind to do damage, you didn't have a mind to do damage, you're chayev. Says Tana Bechizki, af maka adam lo taklevo ben mishogig ben mezid ben miskaven she miskaven, etc. L'chayev mamon el fotrum. Maka behem is always chayev mamon. Maka adam is always going to be part of mamon. That's Tana de Bechizki. That's Tana de Bechizki. Because there is also comparing maka behem with maka adam, that you're always going to be part of mamon if you do a maisa aveira that would be chayev misa, even if you did it b'shogeg, where you're practically not going to be chayev misa. The din of kamei b'drabnei still applies, says Tana de Bechizki. Okay? What the Pnei Yeshua is going to suggest, and we'll continue this on Monday, Mitzvah Hashem, is that Rashi l'shitasam. What we have to try to figure out, now that we know Tana de Bechizkiya, is just like we said, there's a machlokas amoroyim, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, v'achayv in Malki Yeshogegin, whether the rule of Tana de Bechizkiya applies. Do we say there's a p'tur of mamonim, v'achayv in Malki Yeshogegin? Machlokas amoroyim. We have to ask ourselves, how about Rabbi Nachmani ben Akana? Rabbi Nachmani ben Akana says that the din of kamei b'drabnei applies even to chayvei krisis, right? Not just to chayvei zibben. Would he admit to Tana de Bechizkiya within his chiddush? Rabbi Nachmani ben Akana would admit to Tana de Bechizkiya that chayvei misas bezn. Chayvei misas bezn, adob a chomer, even if it's b'shogeg, it's going to be chayev, gzeres hakasov. Forget about whether it's chomer or not, it's a posuk, right? Maka behem yishalmen and maka adam yumas. Maka adam yumas from misas bezin. Would Rabbi Nachmani ben Akana say that by kares also, Tana de Bechizki applies by kares also. And even if you do it b'shogeg, you'll still be part of the mamon. That's the first question that we have to address. Right? Is that true? And if that is true, right? If Rabbi Nachum and Akana will not apply Tana Bechizkiya for his Chiyuv HaKaris, he'll have this interesting shita. We have to figure out who is that Rishon who might hold like that. Then we have to figure out whether that's going to help us explain this sukkah. Okay, there's a lot more water under the bridge. Okay, but that's what we have our work cut out for us on Monday. We first have to figure out whether Rabbi Nachman ben Akana applies the Ptur Mamon of Torah Debechizkiya to Kares. Then we're going to have to figure out whether that's going to help us explain Shitas Rashi in Abbasu. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll just add a brief thought from the passion.